This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right. Coming up, we'll drink and toast the weekend with the shot of the day.
But it is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today we celebrate my grandma's 99th birthday on a
How
Bad Choice Friday. She made it 99 years on this planet. We offer you Nina.
99.
Nina and 99 Luft Balloons. Taking on the man known as Jay-Z on a Bad Choice Friday.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems,
oh,
I'll be back for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I'm still visioning my grandmother driving down the street.
Oh, just rolling, bro.
West Virginia's bumping this.
Somehow in slow motion.
Again, in the red Toyota Camry.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? And she doesn't have, like, a Glock or something. She's got an old school six shooter.
Mike's right. She's got a big old fatty. West Virginia's just full of, you know, opiates. Smoking pills, man.
You got Blanky's money?
Yeah.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast. Mike, you said this one's close.
Yeah, it's really close.
Okay. So we'll get to Twitter.
Yeah,
and
there's like a 1% difference.
Wow. Vote now.
That's shocking.
I agree. I
cannot believe it myself.
Okay, we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Let's see here. What do we got? Guys, can you all give a shout-out to my nephew, Julian, please? It's his 12th time around the sun.
Hey!
That from my grandpa, Corey, and the rest of the family. Dealer's choice on whatever we want for a 12-year-old Julian there.
Please clap.
Oh, Michelle, can I get a birthday shout-out for my amazing daughter, Candace? She's had a rough couple of months. I'm hoping her birthday will kick off some better times. So how about the Dirty Germans and the captain giving her some advice on kicking off her 27th trip around the rock in style and some good vibes? Love you guys. That from Maryland.
Yeah, for your 27th birthday, instead of kicking around the rock in style, how about something that rhymes with rock but do it with style?
Yeah, and whatever you do, please do not kick it. Unless that's your sing,
yeah.
Then you can kick it all you want, because I don't kink shame.
But it's weird. His safe word is more.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Sorry you had a rough couple of months before the 27th birthday, but you know who else had a rough few months before their 27th birthday? Vociferous J. McNamara. Now, you know him better as the father bear in the Charmin toilet paper commercials. Well, before he landed his gig slinging toilet paper, he was having a hard time getting work because of all of his legal troubles. You see, he was the original model for the Grateful Dead Dancing Bears, but he never saw a dime in spite of the band profiting off of his image, and it was a very nasty legal battle. It was made even worse when Vociferous was suspected of being responsible for Jerry Garcia's death. Now, all that stress led down a dark path for poor Vociferous. He started drinking heavily, smoking methamphetamine, and in his drunken meth-fueled despair, he turned to OnlyFans, where he would shake his hairy ass for money. But as luck would have it, those freaks at Charmin are in the butt stuff, So when they saw his OnlyFans page, it inspired them to create their current ad campaign. And on his 27th birthday, just like you, he was hired as the lead actor in their commercials. And now he's filthy rich. So just hang in there. Crunchberry.
Is his real name actually Bocifer?
No.
Where in the world did you find Bocifer?
I actually went to a website, Stupid Names.
Hello, guys. It's Michelle. My husband Joel's having a birthday. He does construction on the 405. His commute from Port Orchard out there, as you guys can imagine, that is insane. He and his brother listen to you guys every day on their way home. Love you. They crack up and retell all of your jokes. Give a shout out if you could, please. Dealer's choice, Mike, whatever we want to give Joel on his Hello, guys. My husband Jason's birthday is today. We are relocating from Seattle to Florida. We have been on the road, doing the road tripping for 5 days, listening to you guys every evening. May I request a bong rip, a fish sandwich medley, and a Ray Lewis. Thanks, guys. That's from the lovely Laura.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe eat your relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
There was a point that you got to. So when you came out of your mother's womb, that the cord had to be cut.
Same order has been disturbed.
What? Oliver Charles, there's my husband Kirk's 33rd trip around the big ball of fire. Can he get a bong rip of the dirty Germans talking about beating video game bosses? From his lovely wife, Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha, your email made me chuckle because I've never heard anyone refer to the penis as a video game boss.
Yeah, the thing is you have to practice real hard.
Yeah.
And you have to play the game over and over. And so I remember from my gaming days, once you lose, you slam the controllers and the next time you win.
Guys, want to wish my boat meet buddy Drewski a very happy 34th birthday. He's a goddamn cowboy, a fine fisherman, and was the best man at my wedding a month ago. Life's easier with a minute. So how about an owl hitting the window, a fish sandwich medley, followed by Coach Ted giving him some sound advice on what to do for his birthday weekend. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Angry Andy.
Can I get a
filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe
eat
some
your
relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon.
At noon.
And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
First of all, Drewski, love your stuff. Hopefully one day I'll be you could sign me to Could Have Been Records. All right, second of all, it's your birthday. 34 years old. That's a nice little age, man. You're right in the middle there yet. Nothing's getting sore for no reason. You're not too old. What does Coach suggest? Do what Coach would do. Beverages. Chicks. Seafood. And I'm talking the good stuff. You go to that restaurant, this buddy that sent the email, he's paying. You get that Dungeness crab. Hell, get the king crab. He's paying. It's your birthday. Live it up.
Guys, big shout out to my amazing son, Al, just about to start out on his 44th trip around the sun. Amazing son, wonderful husband, the best ice cream buying uncle on the planet. A few dad jokes would be perfect, as he's convinced that no one will ever do it for him. Thanks, guys. That from his mom.
Okay.
Mom. Well, how are you going to get the rest of them? Two windmills were on a date. One said to the other, what type of music do you like? The other responded,
big metal fan.
I'm a huge metal fan. The man who invented autocorrect walked into a bar. He orders a beer.
A beer. Yeah, autocorrect.
Ted, if you were six, when Rock Lobster was released in 1968, what would you be?
Rock Lobster was released, I was six.
Come on, Ted, you got this.
Oh, I B-52.
You B-52.
All right.
B-52 joke.
Rock Lobster. Uh-huh.
Hello.
Coon Hound.
Did you hear that thrill?
Well, I believe it's the scariest.
Ted, when does a joke become a dad joke? When does a joke become a dad joke?
When?
When it becomes a parent?
Now.
Damn.
Oh, that's the one now. I knew.
When does a joke become a dad joke?
When?
When it leaves you, it never comes home.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See the company.
Does it at least call, Miles?
No. Well, I don't drink milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or smoke. What's your excuse?
Guys, why?
Like, he just straight up left.
He just rolled.
Why is it a 5-minute walk from my house to the bar, but a 30-minute walk home?
Because you're drunk.
Oh, the difference is staggering.
There it is.
After a minute, I just went to my premature ejaculator support group meeting.
Oh, yeah?
Don't.
It turns out it's tomorrow.
I'm here.
Dad Joke Friday. What's the difference between toilet paper, Ted, and a curtain? Toilet paper and a curtain.
I don't know what.
So was you.
Nice.
I'm going to have to use that this weekend.
Guys, my car, Dad Joke Friday, my car has a belly button.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's an Audi. And I went to buy some camouflage pants.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I couldn't find any.
That's your favorite, isn't it? You love the camo jokes.
That's what got you cut off at the bar in Anchorage. Alaska,
yeah.
There's plenty of seats open at the bar.
8 huge hunters in there.
Plenty of seats open.
No, it's the whole bar.
Can't see them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Thanks, woman.
Couple extra emails here.
Thank you, woman.
Thank you. Yes. We have.
Did you hear that thrill?
Black Hole Sun.
A song, you know, another song you probably like?
What?
Black Magic Woman.
Hey, thrill.
Hey, thrill. Have you heard this one?
Black Dog. Oliver Jones, last week you all were talking about what animals would eat Cheetos. Thrill was asking for updates. Here is mine. With the help of our Frito-Lay vendor, we decided to test out this theory on the gator that is behind our store. He went for all the chips, by the way, just not the Cheetos. It's probably a no-brainer. A gator would go for it, but we wanted to try it anyway. Now, every day, the gator waits in our pond, near where the vendor parks, hoping for more delicious snacks. Love you guys. That from Brett. And there is the...
I saw that picture.
I'm sure I can convince the Brillo pad to eat a Cheeto.
So I'm sure. The dog. Try it with the cat.
Mate, the theory's wrong.
What's wrong?
You guys said any animal will eat a Cheeto.
Yeah.
But the gator didn't.
No, I think he was saying
he was eating everything. They threw
including
in Cheetos.
Oh, I thought he said everything except Cheetos.
You were so excited.
I was. You could hear it in my voice.
So excited.
Y'all were wrong.
No, right now the evidence supports that any animal will eat a Cheeto.
Mm-hmm. Cat will eat a cheese puff.
Yeah, it was right there in the
your cat will eat a cheese puff?
Oh, yeah.
Cheese puffs suck.
Oh, man, I love cheese puffs.
You like the puffs?
Yes.
You would take a cheese puff over a Cheeto?
Yes.
I'm saying they both have
their
place.
Are you born in a swamp? What is wrong with you, man?
Have you ever got a giant tub of the cheese balls from Utz?
Yeah, and they suck.
Right. No.
I'm with Miles. I like both.
And the Cheeto puffs, too? They're great.
I prefer crunchy.
Thank you.
Cheese balls and puffs are good.
Quit it. There's nothing wrong with Doritos, but I also like Cool Ranch Doritos. They don't even have close to the same flavor profile.
I like the nacho cheese
flavor. It's the same
vehicle. I just think a Cheeto is far superior to the cheese puff is like his cousin that ate glue in third grade.
These, again, are not cheese puffs. These are cheese balls that are poofs.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, they're not the worst.
Just take a handful of balls.
Yeah.
Slander over
it
here.
It is
man.
Not, man. I'm 100% correct. That's little Billy drooling in the corner.
Damn.
His mom was smoking meth when he was in the womb. That's a cheese puff.
We go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. Let's go back in time.
Time.
Yeah.
Time.
Cool.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A drop kick punt over a five-man front.
Three times fast.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A drop kick punt over a five-man front.
One.
Cooper Cup can...
Oh, yes, he can.
We'll do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I guess we forgot this is the third time Ted's done this.
My God, we worked hard last night.
I went to bed early.
Well, you could, you know, we still, keep in mind, we got to sing to the orphan puppies, all that kind of stuff, and then get around to
it. When I walked in this morning, I was like, Mike, did Ted lose last week? And he's like, yes. I'm like, I think this is the third time, so we wasted all that time.
I know.
Yeah. So the third attempt on Ted versus the FCC against the listener known as Jake and the Boys, and it is back to Cooper Cup, and it goes something like this. Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A dropkick punt over a five-man front. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is you have to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A drop kick punt over a five-man front.
Three times fast.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make the cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt. A drop kick punt over a five-man front.
One.
Cooper Cup can cut. Cooper Cup can't punt. If Cooper Cup can't make this cut, then Cooper Cup will have to punt.
You keep saying that. I'm starting to believe you.
I bet he's doing
A verb.
I mean, I still think that first time I might have been okay.
We still said tack.
The last couple weeks, I have just yelled it.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad
to speak. Well, because it's the third one. I'm getting fired up.
Yeah. One in the loss column on Ted versus the FCC. As you know, if you're listening on the Odyssey app right there, you would have heard the unedited version and exactly what Ted said. And if you would have listened for an hour, you'd have had a chance to win $100,000. So if you didn't do that, you missed all your opportunities. But either way, coming up, we will drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Ancient Mexican pyramids used for human sacrifice have collapsed in what locals believe is a sign of impending doom.
Or a sign of heavy torrential rains, but it's hard to know.
That too. No, man, it is impending doom. Nothing else. These are ancient, ancient things, and if they fall down, it is impending doom and nothing else, sir.
Of course. I'm glad they cleared that up for us.
I don't know what the impending doom is going to come
doom,
in the form
Mike,
of.
It's just doom.
It is doom. Like, yeah. Does that mean death? Like, is everybody going to die? Are we going to get wiped off?
We don't know.
You
know, they're very...
Hang on, you know what? I'm going to look into this.
What their specific doom is?
I'm going to look up what the definition of doom is. Death, right. Destruction, or some other terrible fate. Okay. So, yeah, we're all
something
gone.
Bad, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, hug your loved ones.
Smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them if you got them. Yeah. And don't worry about paying your bills. Pay your bills. Yeah. Put it all on, you know. Put it all on red.
Run up your credit.
There
it?
You go.
Doom.
A new study found that classical music could be an effective tool for treating depression.
Hmm. Are they sure?
You really don't like classical music that much.
I truly, deeply respect it. I understand That's the fair. Orchestration of it. It's just not what I want to hear.
That's
it's
fair.
Like I was saying with Crocs, right? Like, I'm sure they're super comfortable. I'm sure they're handy. I know they're lightweight. I'm sure maybe it helps your posture. Hell, I don't know. But I also know what they look like.
Are you put off by it, though? Like, if you hear classical music, do you get angrier or,
no.
do you, or are you just indifferent to it?
No, I'm mostly indifferent to it.
Okay.
There are a few forms of music that make me outwardly angry, but classical is not
sure.
one of them.
Okay.
I like
fair
it.
Take.
You like classical music, you said?
I like classical, right? Like the symphony, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You a Tchaikovsky guy, Bach, Mozart.
I think maybe if I went to an orchestra and actually watched, I'd probably appreciate it more. You
sure.
know, like when you go to a band that you're kind of on the fence on, but they put on a great show. It's not that I like the songs anymore, but you kind of like the band more.
You know, having gone through band class, and I thought we nailed it when I was a kid. I've
of
also
course.
Heard high school bands in my latter years. No, we did not nail it. And so knowing the kind of discipline and skill that it takes for that many people, 50 people, to come together and sound as good as it does. Like, now at this age, I can take a lot more of appreciation for that.
I deeply appreciate it.
Would
just
you,
don't want to hear it.
Would you go see the Star Wars Symphony?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the
thing,
you know, and so that's the funny thing about it. Like, I don't love classical music, but I like John Williams.
Yeah, if you just did the music of John Williams, I'd go.
I think they've done, I don't know if
I'm
ours
sure they
has,
have.
But
I'm
it's
sure
been
they have,
done.
But
yeah.
that would be one. I'd be like, all right, yeah, I'm in.
I'd want to go to the Lord of the Rings Symphony.
I don't remember its music much.
That score is beautiful, man.
I love
that score.
I was gonna say, when I was in high school, I used to watch football highlights with symphony on in the background. Every once in a while, they'd match up.
Yeah,
with like a cymbal
big
crash.
Big cymbal crash,
yeah. I should listen to it more.
You should, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Let's start doing that, Ted. We hang out and just throw on some Mozart.
Well, it's funny. There's a DJ who just put some Mozart into one of his, like, drops.
Nice.
And I was like, I need to listen to more Mozart.
I want to say, Mozart was a little more rock and roll, wasn't he?
I think so.
A little
so.
More high
yeah.
speed, a little more upbeat.
Yeah, Bach
kind of thing.
Was a little more country.
And, and my buddy Mozart, a little bit of rock and roll.
Yeah.
There's a whole Family Guy bit. I'll show you guys later. It's too much.
All right.
Bach, the bussy. Debussy. Oh. You never heard of Debussy, Miles?
No.
Okay.
I thought you said something else. I burnt up. Like, what?
No,
I'm just here for
it's the music.
Oh.
Tell some of the speech and pattern. Sir, what are you saying? We don't understand what you want.
I gotta show you guys a bit. Oh, no. Okay. Whew. A clinical trial found that CBG showed promise in curing anxiety.
What is CBG?
They call it the mother of all cannabinoids. It's a different kind of one.
All well, right.
Yeah, I bet it does.
It cures anxiety. What do you know? It calms you right down.
Huh. Who the fuck? Thanks for the study.
I don't know. Sometimes it causes a little bit more anxiety for me.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it depends, but generally speaking.
I don't know about specifically CBG, but...
It's no, dynamite. Some people get paranoid when they smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you tell them, man, you should be paranoid. Everyone's watching.
Everybody knows,
everyone.
Man. Everybody knows.
Nobody knows. Everybody knows.
Miles, what day is it?
Friday. Positive Friday.
You're right. It's National Coworking Day. And I know that we all love every single coworker that we work with. But sometimes, you get that just inconsiderate person. Which brings us to an entire list of those inconsiderate people.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers and how to deal with them. I love nothing more than coming up with myriad ways of psychologically torturing that coworker. The problem is, that piece of human excrement will still be employed by your company. There's only a couple things you can do. Ignore them, even when they talk to you. Do not reply. Is it childish? Sure it is. But that will get the point across. Or start applying to jobs for them and hope to God they become someone else's problem. Or finally, you could simply poison them. Positive Friday.
Damn. Alrighty. Thank you, VD. So these are 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers and just how to deal with them. I'm sure we don't know anybody that's like any of these things. Bottom of the list, they say the know-it-all. Every group has the know-it-all, who may also exhibit some of the same characteristics as the suck-up. This self-explanatory type is often a jack-of-all-trades, but a master of none. Nevertheless, the know-it-all wants to be sure to come across as the authority on every topic.
Is it just me, or does it seem like, you know, whether it's school, work, whatever, the person who's a know-it-all is also the biggest idiot you know?
Sure. They're just the loudest.
Right. But, like, you're not smart, but you do talk a lot.
Right.
And you are a suck-up.
They make sure to answer everything that they do know.
Right.
Therefore, they look like they're the smartest. Crap. The personal oversharer. Most teams have that one member who lacks the appropriate verbal filter.
Yep.
Every detail, whether from a relationship breakup or a shopping trip, is to be shared and rehearsed for everyone within earshot. The personal oversharer might also be called the time suck because the minutes can quickly add up to a wasted chunk of the afternoon, gobbled up by overly long personal stories.
Yeah. We have more than one of those around here. I stabbed a man in the head because I saw him kick a pigeon right down there. Oh, my God.
Which, to be fair, that's to be expected in a group of radio folk.
He's not on the air.
Oh, yeah.
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 I mean, we're chatty by nature. I get it. This dude is...
See, I'm the opposite way. I would think radio people would be better at it because you know you're on a time crunch. Wrap up the goddamn story.
You're right. We should know better.
We
but
should.
Not everybody does know better.
Now.
Not even in our department. Yeah. 10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers.
We're like one statement away from just outing people.
Yeah, right.
Talking about you, Karen.
It's Steve Miggs, man. He won't shut up.
The weekend warrior. Most offices have at least one person who is known much more for the sports events that they participate in over the weekend than for the work that they do in the company. It might be a marathoner, a 5K road racer, or an obstacle racer who does the tough mutter. You'll know this type by the medals, t-shirts, and race photos decorating their office.
Okay.
I don't know the way. Yeah.
You don't have one of those now.
I'm guilty of it sometimes. Like, when I was playing public, like, dude, I scored this weekend. Or I was all fired up by playing disc golf.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like that's a different. You're sharing something you were happy
about.
You
didn't score every week.
Right.
Correct.
I mean, so that you don't bring it up.
You also told us when you blew it.
Yeah, if you score every week, right. You bring it up.
Be like Miles coming into the office every Monday, like, man, I shot, you know, 40 under.
Another hole in one for me, man.
That's right. Oh, man. You never believe who I saw out there on the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, damn. These are 10 types of difficult...
I'm going to be pissed when he comes in one day and he's like playing with one of the influencers I watch.
Yep. Right.
Like, you met Bob from Bob Does Sports?
Damn.
Is that his name? I couldn't remember.
You'd be surprised who you meet out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the influencer I thought you were talking about. Yeah.
I just pictured the chick first.
I'm about to say,
yeah. About
there's,
Paige.
There's some lady golfers out there that are...
Yeah, well, we all remember when skilled. You were out a few months ago, that she was the one that I did not realize when I played her video would come up over the air.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Dude, I was listening. I was listening to that. That's right, I was at home.
Yeah.
I was at home and I was tuned in.
Damn it, Tish. Trying to check out some blonde boobs while I should be working.
10 types of difficult coworkers and annoying coworkers. The kitchen slob. We don't have any of those here.
No. Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, fair call.
Every office with a shared break room has at least one kitchen slob who leaves dirty dishes on the counter or in the sink, abandons meals in the microwave, and forgets about food that they placed in the fridge until someone else notices that it has morphed into a science experiment. I don't get how this happens. There is nobody whose job it is here that is assigned to clean the kitchen.
Right.
There's those of us that get tired of the messiness of the kitchen and we take it upon ourselves to clean it. There is nobody who's like, oh, by the way, on your job description is you wash the dishes at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, I'm going to go off on a tangent, but I don't care who you are, even at your own fridge. If the dressing is on the salad, throw it away.
Yes.
Nobody's going to
oh
eat
my God.
Leftover salad with the dressing on.
Soggy
it's going to be wilted
AF,
away.
Dude.
It drives you up a wall.
Yes. You dress it, eat it.
Yeah.
Why get a salad?
Salads are
that's
like a
lunch. That's a side item for dinner.
I have big salad night. I like big salad night.
Big salad. No, it's not bad. To me, that's food that food eats.
Put some protein on top.
Yeah, but who bought the big salad?
I did. I helped make the big salad.
Yep.
I use a salad spinner a lot more than I ever thought I ever would. I didn't know about a doggone salad spinner until I met my wife.
Oh, weird nickname.
Love you, Pookie.
That's what you guys are doing.
The constant socializer. Some people live to work. The constant socializer is not one of them. This type of coworker looks for every opportunity to divert people from their projects by planning get-togethers and persuading other people to attend them.
Yeah.
There is a place for the socializer just because it kind of creates that levity in work.
Sure.
You know, they lower some shoulders. They make things not quite as serious. So they are a healthy entity in the workplace.
Without a doubt. And it's generally not that consistent.
Sure.
But there are some... I mean, sometimes, too, like, right? Like, the salespeople just aren't in here all the time.
Yeah.
So when they are, like, I like to go back there.
Yeah,
like,
I'll chat
like
with
Steve.
Them.
I like to say, what's up, Steve?
Yeah.
Talk what's up, Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew's back there every day.
He's a sports guy.
Yeah.
You haven't physically been in years as a kid graduated high school yet. You know?
It's like being the manager at a restaurant. I like to walk back there and touch the table. It's a term.
Hey there.
Oh, geez.
The overworked martyr.
Oh, yeah.
The martyr's determined to outdo everyone on the team and having the biggest, most burdensome workload. If you mention a project that you're working on, the overworked martyr won't let you have the last word saying, oh, you have a report to finish? I have 3 reports and about 300 emails to get to before lunch. I'm so stressed out.
You took a stupid job.
Right.
Work smart.
Yep. I like the way you say that. You should be able to say work smarter, not harder. Miles, like, hey, just work smart.
Just work smart. Yeah. What are you doing?
Save time.
The suck up. Every work group usually contains someone who sees the quickest way to career advancement as rubber stamping everything the boss says or does. Whether it's constantly complimenting the supervisor or volunteering to take on extra projects, the suck up is always the first with a hand in the air. Most supervisors don't know the suck ups on the team are, don't know who the suck ups on the team are and what they're up to, and some may be perfectly happy to have them around, validating their every move.
And if you don't know, it's because it's you.
Yeah. Correct. That's how you know.
All right, any questions? Could you repeat everything that you just said? Because I love the sound of your voice.
God, I used to have a coworker that would do that, and I would freak out in the meetings to the point that... Because they would ask, and like I said, the example is, all right, so everyone, we're going to meet tomorrow at 8 a.m. Any questions?
Okay, so we're going to meet tomorrow at 8 a.m.
I'm like, it's not a question. You're repeating the statement, all right? And when we say 8 a.m., what else do you think he meant when he said we're meeting at 8 a.m.? It's not code. It means at 8 o'clock. Why are you talking?
The amount of gratitude that I have that we do most of, pretty much 100% of our meetings now on Zoom.
Yep.
That I can now mute it and turn the camera off so that when that happens, they don't hear the...
My God!
I always have to make sure it's muted. Because usually I join those Zoom meetings with VD, and if it's like one of these company-wide things, a lot of people you don't know from around the country are there. And it's always like, man, I don't know who that blonde chick is. Upper left.
Yeah.
Good golly. I hope we hire her here.
Can we enhance that picture?
Yeah.
Come on. Enhance?
Enhance.
Can we just look at her while we do this meeting?
Oh, that's pretty much what I do.
10 types of difficult and annoying coworkers, the gossiper. The office gossip can usually be found clustering with other coworkers around someone's desk, getting the scoop on which colleague is dating whom, what department may have layoffs.
Oh, wow.
Or the questionable thing that the manager did at the company holiday party.
We know. We all know.
Right. We all know.
Well, I mean, nobody comes in anymore, so there's none of that.
No. We're good.
I can't even talk smack on people because there's no one here for me to talk smack about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great feeling when somebody says... Like, if it's, you know, there's gossip about somebody,
mm-hmm.
and somebody says, did you hear the rumors? I'm like, no. Like, I don't think anybody's gossiping about it. You're good.
You're good, man. You're all right.
The political agitator. The political agitator seeks recruits for his or her favorite political causes among the staff, oblivious to the fact that this can cause friction among coworkers. I don't know why. Regardless of where the political spectrum this individual might reside, the political agitator will either discuss divisive issues during work or pressure the entire team to come along to a rally, flash mob, or protest to boost ranks. They also, I have found, they make political jokes and cracks that just don't need to be there that nobody else makes.
Right.
Because they think that they're in a room full of people that all just completely agree with them, and so then they'll just go off the handle with a slight that brings politics into something that didn't even have politics in it.
Wait, why? Come on, man.
Right. Good job.
Yeah, right. It's just not necessary.
No.
Right. I don't care which side you're on, but just who cares?
Right. Just shut up. Nobody cares.
This has nothing to do with our situation here.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Way to turn it to something that you can then rage about.
That's basically it, right?
Have fun with that. But then this is the number one type of difficult and annoying coworker.
His name is Mike.
Yeah, the loud talker.
Oh, God.
Whether you work in an open office or one with cubicles, a loud talker in your midst can quickly become the bane of your existence. While you're trying to desperately to compose an email, write a report, or handle a call with an important client, the loud talker is just a stone's throw away, conveying information at a decibel level that's better suited to a three-year-old's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, there was a guy here on Wednesday. He's not here a lot, just like a lot of our coworkers, but, you know, they were here. He was here. And I couldn't figure out who was talking, but I'm like, why is this so loud? We had to go down the hall, and I'm like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
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 No they need wonder everybody so to damn know. Up. You realize the guy you're talking to is literally 2 feet away from you.
I had, I was middle stalling it earlier this week, and somebody came in, and I heard the phone conversation on speaker.
Oh, God.
And all I could surmise that they walked in, saw my feet in the stall, and then turned around and left. Like, oh, am I interrupting your conversation that you're taking to the bathroom?
On speaker.
On speakerphone. God, got it. A school in California may be looking at their new mascot, Miles, and I'll tell you who that is at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to the weekend, and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.